Hare Krishna, we are very fortunate today having His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu in the call. Prabhuji is giving class on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 24, 186 onwards. Prabhuji, are you dear Prabhu?
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji, my humble obeisances to you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Mataji, I am here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your association.
Thank you, Mataji.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, we will chant Mangala Charan first.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namme Gaura Vise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. We are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 24 entitled Explanations of the Atmaram verse. We are going to read verse number 86 through verse number sorry, verse number 186 through 190 today. So verse number 186, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is instructing his very dear devotee and disciple, Srila Sanatan Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying in verse number 186, आत्मा शब्दे बुद्धि कहे बुद्धि विशेषा सामान्य बुद्धि युक्त यत जीव अवशेष. Translation: the word atma is also used for a particular type of intelligence. Since all living entities generally have some intelligence, more or less, they are included. So Atma refers to all of us because we have intelligence. The word Atma is used for a particular type of intelligence, and since all living entities generally have some intelligence, more or less, they are all included. Verse number 187. बुद्धे रमे आत्मा राम द्वित प्रकार पंडित मुनिगण निर्गण मूर्ख आर. Translation: everyone has some kind of intelligence, and one who utilizes his intelligence is called an Atmaram. There are two types of Atmarams. One is a learned scholar and philosopher, and the other is an uneducated, illiterate, foolish person. So intelligence can be more or less. More intelligent are scholars, less intelligent are foolish. But everybody has some kind of intelligence or the other.
Hare Krishna, sorry to interrupt. Please forgive me. Prabhuji, on the live, I'm not able to see the video.
Mataji, is it okay? I have deliberately...
Oh, okay, okay. No problem. No problem.
Is it okay? Sorry. Hare Krishna. I will remove it, no problem. Now everybody can see. Hare Krishna. So that was 186, 187. Now 188, text number 188. Krishna Kripai Sadhu Sange Rati Buddhi Pai Sab Chhadi Shuddha Bhakti Kare Krishna Pai. Translation: by the mercy of Krishna and by the association of devotees, one increases his attraction to and intelligence for pure devotional service. Therefore, one gives up everything and engages himself at the lotus feet of Krishna and his pure devotees. This is a very important verse. Let's read it again. By the mercy of Krishna and by the association of devotees. See the verse, Krishna Kripai Sadhu Sange Rati Buddhi Pai. How do we get pure intelligence for pure devotional service? It is by two factors. Krishna Kripai, Krishna's mercy, and Sadhu Sange, by the association of devotees. Then one gives up everything and engages himself at the lotus feet of Krishna and at the lotus feet of Krishna's pure devotees. Then we go to verse number 189. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitah. Translation: I, means Krishna, am the original source of everything. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my service with love and devotion. Purport: this is a quotation from the Bhagavad Gita 10.8, verse number 190, the last verse for today. Devai vidant atitaranti cha deva maya sri shudrahu nashabara pipapa jiva yad adbhut takramaparayana shila shiksha piryag janapi kimu shruta dharanaye. Translation: women, fourth class men, uncivilized hill tribes, hunters, and many others born of low families, as well as birds and beasts, can engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who acts very wonderfully, and follow the path of the devotees and take lessons from them. Although the ocean of nascence is vast, although the ocean of ignorance is vast, they can still cross over it. What then is the difficulty for those who are advanced in Vedic knowledge? Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, verse number 46. Lord Brahma said this when speaking to his disciple Narada about the wonderful characteristics of Lord Vishnu. Simply by chanting the glories of Lord Vishnu, one can cross the ocean of nascence, even though one may be lowborn. Hare Krishna. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada is saying, simply by chanting the glories of Krishna, one can cross over this material existence, even though one may be lowborn. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us very, very important lessons in these verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita that we read. It is very sobering, my dear friends. First of all, I'm very happy to be back in your association after some gap. Very, very grateful to Priti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you. So in these verses, my dear friends, just see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so beautiful. He's so wonderful. He's so merciful. He's such a darling, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving us a very sobering, a very humbling message. But at the same time, he is doing it with a lot of compassion and giving us a lot of hope also. So it is very difficult to go back home, back to Godhead. But Mahaprabhu is saying, everybody has some intelligence. And he's saying, we have to utilize our intelligence nicely. And we need two things. We need Krishna Kripa, we need mercy of Krishna, and we need Sadhu Sangha. We need association of sincere devotees. When we have this, then our attraction toward Krishna and our spiritual intelligence, Buddhi Yoga, our intelligence for pure devotional service will increase. And then and only then can we give up the lower inferior things and engage ourselves in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna and service of the lotus feet of Krishna's devotees. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting his own statement from Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Singh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna in Dwapar Yuga. And as Krishna, he spoke this verse in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam budha bhava saman vitaha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting his own verse from Bhagavad Gita that iti matva bhajante mam. Iti matva, one who does in this way understands me, understands Krishna tattva, such a person bhajante mam. With intelligence and with emotions, Buddha and Bhava. Buddha means with intelligence and Bhava means with love and devotion. Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. So that comes with Krishna Kripa and Sadhu Sangha. And in the next verse, again to substantiate his statement, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting what his own devotee, Brahmadev, Brahmaji, spoke to Narad Muni in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And here also, Adbhut Krama Parayana. Adbhut Krama is Krishna who does amazing transcendental activities. Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveji Tattvataha Tattva Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mameti Swarjana. So Krishna is Urukrama. In the Atmaram verse also his address is Urukrama, one who performs miraculous, transcendental, amazing feats. That Adbhut Krama, Krishna, Parayana, means his devotees, those who are devotees of Adbhut Krama, those who are devotees of Krishna. Shila Shikshas, we have to take Shiksha, we have to take lessons from Krishna Parayana, from the devotees of Krishna, from Adbhut Krama Parayana, from Krishna's devotees. We have to take lessons. That is the only way for perfection. Then it does not matter whether we are man or we are woman. It is given here, Stri, Shudra, Huna, Shabara, Papa Jiva. It doesn't matter who we are. Whether we are man or woman, whether we are Brahman or we are Shudra, whether we are civilized, uncivilized, educated, uneducated, rich, poor, whether we are living in America or we are living in India, it doesn't matter. If we have these two things, my dear friends, if we have these two things, our life is perfect. One, Krishna Kripa, as mentioned in verse number 188, and second, Sadhu Sangha. Let us spend the next 40 minutes or so trying to understand these two factors, my dear friends. Krishna Kripa. How can we get Krishna Kripa? We can get Krishna Kripa by following two things. And how do we get Sadhu Sangha? Again, two things. So let us remember, Krishna Kripa, Krishna's mercy, how do we get it? Two S we have to remember. S for Sachinandan. We have to remember two S. First S is sadhana. Second S is seva. Sadhana without seva is not very pleasing to Krishna. If we don't serve the devotees, if we don't serve Krishna's energies, then that is a Kanishtha mentality. Because Kanishtha Adhikari only gives respect to Krishna, but doesn't care about the devotees, doesn't care about anything else. He sees Krishna only in the deity form, nothing else. Is the recipient of their respect. All their respect, adar, samman is for the deity, which is appearing as Krishna. They don't pay attention to the pujaris, to the devotees. That is a Kanishtha mentality. So if we are doing sadhana, bhakti, we are engaging in the service of Krishna, but we are not doing seva to the devotees and to other living entities, then that makes us Kanishtha. So sadhana without seva makes us Kanishtha, and seva without sadhana becomes simply philanthropy, which is material mode of goodness. It cannot help us transcend this material world, because to transcend material world, we need to be on the platform of Shuddha Sattva, not just Sattva Gun. Simple seva without sadhana is philanthropy. It is sattva gun. But we need shuddha sattva to please Krishna. So we need both of these things, my dear friend. We need sadhana and we need seva. What is sadhana? Sadhana means to cry for Krishna every morning during japa. To cry out to Krishna, to absorb our consciousness in this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Again, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, no qualification is required. Nothing. We don't have to be initiated. We don't have to have any position. We don't have to receive this mantra from anybody. We have already received it from Prabhupada and Prabhupada's disciples and Prabhupada's grand disciples. It is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is coming to us in this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. It has already come. Prabhupada has flooded this world with Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So all of us have a right to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And it is Mahamantra, it is most powerful. It is not just some compromised mantra, okay, you are not initiated, so okay, you chant this lesser mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. No, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra was chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, by Narottam Das Thakur, by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Prabhupada, everyone, all our acharyas, they have chanted this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra is mentioned in Kali Santarna Upanishad. Everywhere, the Mahima, the glory of chanting Krishna Naam, chanting the names of God is mentioned. Kali Yuga, nothing else works. Just 2 days ago, one devotee was asking me that what Garbha Samskar can be done in pregnancy. And there are so many samskaras mentioned in our scriptures, in our Vedas and other scriptures. And they are good. However, these samskars, they require proper pandits, purohits, to perform them. The ingredients have to be proper, the place has to be auspicious, the timing has to be auspicious. So, very difficult in the age of Kali. In Kali Yuga, therefore, all our scriptures repeatedly they tell us, take this holy name of Krishna and just repeat it, chant it incessantly without stopping. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Like mad men and like mad women, as if we are possessed, we have to keep repeating this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everything can be achieved by this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We can chant it silently in japa, and we should come together whenever possible with devotees and chant it congregationally together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Mahamantra japa and Hare Krishna Mahamantra sankirtan. These two things have to go on constantly in our life. Sankirtan may not be always possible, we may not have always company, but chanting has to be continued, japa has to be continued. Prabhupada said very minimum is 16 rounds. At the least, we must chant 16 rounds every day. More, if possible. So sadhana means to chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra with full faith. The best samskar during pregnancy, the best samskar for a child, the best samskar when you do griha pravesh or whatever event is there, the best is shravan kirtan. Shravan and kirtan. Everything else has to be given up in Kali Yuga. With full faith we must take up chanting of the holy name and hearing Krishna Naam, Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan. Kubuddhi chadikara shravana kirtana achirata pabetabe krishnera charana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami. You have to give up everything and just shravan kirtan. That's all for Kali Yuga. Shravan kirtan of Krishna Naam, Krishna Leela, Krishna Katha, Krishna Guna. Krishna's names, Krishna's Leela, Krishna's beautiful, sweet, wonderful qualities, his different incarnations, Hari Katha and Hari Naam. We have to completely sell ourselves to that. Everything else is secondary. We must have complete faith in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, my dear friends. We cannot overemphasize this point. And complete faith means we naturally give up everything else. Chanting, 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 chanting. That's all. As much as possible, we must chant like madmen and madwomen. Nothing else is there in this world. Bhaktivinod Thakur said, in the 14 world, there is nothing other than this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the holy name of Krishna. So that is one form of sadhana. Also, we must read Krishna's Leela, Krishna Tattva, from Prabhupada's books. And of course, we must serve in the association of devotees. So sadhana and seva is what will attract Krishnera Kripa. And sadhu sangha means to receive instructions from sadhus and to please sadhus by serving them. That is the meaning of sadhu sangha. To hear instructions from sadhus and to implement them. There is no point just hearing instructions from sadhus and not implementing them. We must practice them, we must implement them. Very important. And serving them, pleasing them. Lot of times, my dear friends, please listen attentively to this point. Lot of times devotees come and they say, Prabhuji or Mataji, please pray for me. Please pray for my children. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. All the time devotees saying, please pray for me. That is good. However, there shouldn't be so much need for us to say, please pray for me, please pray for me, please pray for me. Our behavior, our conduct, our relationship with devotees should be so much filled with seva, with service, with an attitude to please another devotee that the devotees should naturally pray for us, naturally bless us. There should be no need to ask, please pray for me, please pray for me. Our behavior should be so nice. Our conduct should be so sweet. And we should serve so nicely that naturally the blessings and prayers pour out from the hearts of devotees towards us. For example, we may invite somebody home for prasad, some exalted devotee. And then we say, please bless us, Prabhuji. Please pray for us, Prabhuji. Please pray for our family, Prabhuji. However, if we serve them with love, it may not be a very opulent feast. But we welcome them with love. We welcome them with tears of love in our eyes. We make them sit very nicely. We bow down. We fall down, dandavat pranam, at their lotus feet. We offer them a garland as token of our love. We offer them the best food that we can cook. We give them our undivided attention. We seat them as comfortably as possible and feed them nicely. Serve them nicely, carefully, with attention. We give them a dakshina as a token of our appreciation for their wonderful devotional service, for their wonderful inspiring example. We offer our services to them. Prabhuji, Mataji, what, or Maharaj, what projects do you have? How can I serve? How may I serve? How can I engage myself in pleasing you? We inquire like this. We receive instructions and we follow them. We obey them. And then we walk them out to the car. Or we personally put them in our car and drive them back to the temple or drive them where they are staying. If we serve them like this nicely, there is no need to ask them to pray for us. The blessings, the prayers will just pour out if we please the devotees. That is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means to please the devotee community to the best of our ability. That is the meaning of devotee association. If we have that, then our success is guaranteed. Otherwise, we may be at the very high advanced level also, we can fall down. It is very risky. And therefore, here it is said that iti matva bhajante ma budha bhava samanita. We have to worship Krishna with intelligence and with emotion. Very important. Because if we worship with just emotion and we have our intelligence diverted or distracted,
then we'll fall down. And if we worship with just intelligence, without emotion, then again we will fall down. We will not recognize Krishna's hand. I will give an example. First, let me give an example of worshipping with just intelligence and without bhav. Just buddhi, without bhav. Buddha bhava samanvitaha, Krishna says. We have to understand each and every word properly. Therefore, our beloved Srila Prabhupada, he has given us word for word translation, synonyms, translation, purport, so that we do not miss the message. So important. Example is of the Yagyic Brahmins of Vrindavan. They were worshipping Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan with lot of intelligence, lot of vidhi, vidhi purvakam. Based on the recommendations, they were performing the yajna exactly at the right muhurta, auspicious time, auspicious place. They were qualified Brahmans with proper pronunciations, with proper mudras, proper ingredients. It requires intelligence to memorize all those verses of the Vedas. It requires intelligence to memorize the proper procedure and to carry it out properly. So they were worshipping Lord Narayan with lot of buddhi, lot of intelligence. But they did not have love for Krishna. They were not doing it with emotion, with bhav. Therefore, when the messengers of Krishna and Balram came, even after hearing the name of Ram and Krishna, that Ram and Krishna are hungry, they are asking for food, still the Yagyic Brahmins of Vrindavan could not identify, could not recognize. Why? Because there has been prayer, there has been worship, but without emotion, without crying for Krishna. Another example is the washerman of Tamsa in Mathura. This washerman in his previous birth was a Vaishnav, my dear friends. Please listen carefully. He was a Vaishnav and he had prayed to Krishna with all his intelligence that please appear before me, give me your darshan and give me a chance to serve you. He had repeated these prayers which are there in the Vedas. Oh Krishna, give me darshan. Engage me in your devotional service. My dear friends, even our Hare Krishna Mahamantra has that same meaning. Srila Prabhupada has explained to us that Hara is the name of Srimati Radharani, Ladini Shakti of Krishna. When we call out to her in the vocative, Hara becomes Hare. Just like Radha becomes Radhe. Krishna is the name of Krishna, which means all attractive. And Ram is the name of Krishna, which means the reservoir of all pleasures. So Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna. Radha Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis, Radha Gopijana Vallabh, Radha Ras Bihari, Krishna who performs Ras Lila with Radharani and all the Gopis. That is the meaning of Hare Krishna. And Hare Ram means Radha Raman. Hare Ram means Radha Raman. Again Radha and Krishna. So it's a beautiful call to Radha and Krishna. The prayer means, my dear Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your eternal loving devotional service. So every time we chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are praying like that. In fact, right now, my dear friends, just say a prayer to Guru and Gauranga. My dear Guru and Gauranga, every time I chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, whether I chant it attentively or inattentively, whether I chant in the day time or night time, whether I chant it in the house, outside the house,
whether I chant it softly in japa or loudly in kirtan, sankirtan. However I may chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, my dear Guru and Gauranga, please let my chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra be a prayer to you, my dear Guru Gauranga, to be engaged in your eternal loving devotional service. May I always be eternally engaged in the loving devotional service of you, my dear Gaur Mithai. Because Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasman. Radha and Krishna, they have come together as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanyakhyam Prakata Madhuna. They have come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. So may I always be engaged in the eternal loving devotional service of Gaur Nithai, most merciful Nityananda Prabhu. Dayakaro Nityananda. Avadhuta Shiromani Nityananda Prabhu. May we always be engaged in the eternal loving devotional service of Gaur Nithai, of Radha and Krishna. Just say this prayer. And my dear Guru Gauranga, whenever I chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, whether it is attentively or inattentively, whether it is softly or loudly, let it always be a prayer to you, my dear Guru and Gauranga, so that I am always eternally engaged in your loving devotional service. That way, whenever you are chanting, it is automatically a prayer. You are doing it in a prayerful mood. So we are also praying like that, to be engaged in Krishna's service, to have Krishna's darshan. So similarly, this washerman of Kamsa, in his previous birth, he had also recited some prayers from the Vedas, which meant the same thing, that Krishna, please appear before me, please give me a chance to serve you. He had repeated those prayers. How we repeat so many prayers? We were repeating Damodar Ashtakam prayers. So we pray so many things. Na moksha. I don't want moksha. I don't want siddhi. I don't want this. I don't want that. I just want bhakti. Tatha prema bhaktim swakame prayacha. Na moksha graho me sti damodareha. All Kartik Mandi, we are chanting this prayer. We may realize, we may not realize, but we are saying, I don't want anything. I don't want wealth. I don't want liberation. I just want prema bhakti. So we are praying, whether we mean it, whether we are doing it with emotion. Some of us understand the meaning. We have read the translation. And with great emotion, we are praying like that. And some of us are just ritualistically holding the ghee lamp, clapping our hands, sitting, a program is there, so we have to participate. It's considered auspicious to chant Damodar Ashtakam once every day in Kartik. So I'm doing it. So some of us can do it ritualistically, some of us can do it spiritualistically. With emotion, with devotion, with love. So this washerman of Kamsa had prayed without emotion, just repeating the prayers, just muttering the Vedic prayers. And the prayer he was repeating was, O Krishna, please appear before me and engage me in your service. So in his next life, he was born in the Pavan Bhumi, in the holy place of Mathura. And he was born when Krishna was on this planet. And he had a service. He was the washerman for Kamsa. He would wash Kamsa's clothes and get them ready, iron them, sprinkle some nice fragrant oils on Kamsa's clothes and then deliver them to his palace, and Kamsa Maharaj would wear. That was his service. And soon he was destined to meet Krishna. This washerman was destined to meet Krishna. Why? Because he had prayed for Krishna darshan. He had repeated those prayers with his intelligence, without bhav, without emotion, just with intelligence. So Krishna, along with Balram, along with his Gopa friends from Vrindavan, he comes to Mathura and he came to the shop of this washerman. And Krishna told him, my dear washerman, we have just come from a village. We don't have proper clothes. You seem to have very nice clothes. Please give me some clothes and give my brother Dauji also some clothes. And all my friends are there. You have so many clothes. Please give some clothes to us. We need your clothes. Now here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, along with the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead, Balram, along with Nitya Siddha devotees, the Gopa friends of Krishna. Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam. They are coming and appearing in front of this washerman. And not only that, Krishna is not only giving darshan, but he is also engaging the washerman in his service by saying, give me clothes. I want to accept clothes from you. You see, we have deities at home. Gaur Nitai, Radha Krishna, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Sudarshan Chakra. And we go to Vrindavan, we go to Mathura. Or even living here in America, we stitch clothes for our deities. I know so many wonderful Matajis who do that. So we get new clothes for our deities. We stitch them or we buy them. And we offer new clothes to Krishna. This same devotional service opportunity was given to the washerman of Kamsa. Krishna personally came to him and said, give me clothes. I want to wear your clothes. Clothes from your shop. And this washerman became so angry at Krishna. What audacity! You poor boy from a poor village, you come to this great city of Mathura Nagari, and these are Kamsa's clothes. I am Kamsa's personal washerman. Such a prestigious job I have. I directly report to the king of this kingdom. And you are asking me for the king's clothes, you rascal? Don't you understand what is your level? Such audacity, such courage, such impudence, get out! Otherwise, I will tell Kamsa, if Kamsa finds out, forget wearing clothes. You will not even have your head on your body. Kamsa will behead you, Krishna and Balram. Go away! Foolish children, he chastised Krishna. Simply because Krishna asked him for some clothes. But why did Krishna ask for clothes? Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaya bhajamyam. Because in his previous birth he had prayed for that opportunity to have Krishna darshan and get Krishna seva. But Kanishtha mentality, no emotion, no seva bhav, no Vaishnava seva sukriti. He could not recognize Krishna, he could not recognize Krishna's devotees, and he could not recognize the value of Hari Seva and Vaishnava Seva. He got opportunity to do both. Give clothes to Krishna and Balram and give clothes simultaneously to Krishna and Balram's dearmost friends. His life would have become perfect. Krishna would have killed Kamsa and this washerman would have lived a life of bliss with Krishna and Balram as a fully realized pure devotee. All he had to do was offer those clothes. But he blew it. He blew that opportunity. Why? Because he could not recognize Krishna. And why he could not recognize Krishna? Because he had not prayed with bhav. He had not cried for Krishna. Those emotions had not developed. Krishna is emotional. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is emotional. Mahaprabhu is always crying. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan are always crying. Hey Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite, Hey Nanda Sunokuta, Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale, Kalindivane Kuta, Goshantaviti Sarvato Vrajapure, Hey Dharmaha Vivalo
ವಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೋ ರಘುಯುಗೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೋ. ಅಂಡ್ ಗುರು ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಂಗ್. ಎಸ್, ಗುರು ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಂಗ್. ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭೋ ಕೀರ್ತನ ನೃತ್ಯ ಗೀತ ವಾದಿತ್ರ ಮಾಧ್ಯಾನ್ ಮನಸೋರಸೇನ ರೋಮಾಂಚಕಂಪಾಶ್ರುತರಂಗ ಭಾಜೋ ವಂದೇ ಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಬಿಲ್ವಮಂಗಲ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕ್ರೈಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಭಕ್ತಿ ತೀರ್ಥ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಲಾದಿನಿ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಗೌರ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ವುಡ್ ಸಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕೋರ್ಟ್ ಯಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಭವನ್ ಇನ್ ಶಾಂತಿಪುರ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಹೌಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ. ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ 192 ರೌಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ನೈಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೈ ಇನ್ಸೆಸೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಈಚ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್. ಎಸ್, ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್, ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್, ಹಿ ಕ್ರೈಡ್. ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ಸ್ವೀಪ್ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಮಂದಿರ್ ರಾಧಾ ದಾಮೋದರ್ at 2 o'clock in the morning, crying, hey Rupa, hey Rupa, hey Sanatan, doya karo, doya karo. How I will carry this out? How will this Bengali old man go to the Western world and preach this message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to the Mlechas and Yavanas, to the materially advanced scientific civilization? I am not a scientist. I am just simple educated person. I even rejected my degree from the British University in Calcutta. I have no success. Neither could I make my family members first class devotees, nor was I successful in my business. Nor am I successful in preaching to the Indians in India. I am a failure. I have nothing. I cannot please my Guru Maharaj. But my Guru Maharaj has given me such a big order. Preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English language all over the world, especially in the Western world. How? Oh, how will I do that? Prabhupada was crying. ಭಾವ, ಭಾವ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಪ್ರೇಮ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಸೂಧ ಭಾವ ಸಮನ್ವಿತ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ದ ವಾಷರ್ಮನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಸ, ಹಿ ಯೆಲ್ಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಹಿ ಚಾಸ್ಟೈಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಹಿ ಇನ್ಸಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಲರಾಮ್, ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್, ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮಥುರಾ ವಾಸೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದ ಬೈಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಸ್, ದ ಪೆಡೆಸ್ಟ್ರಿಯನ್ಸ್, ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಾರ್ಕೆಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ವಾಚಿಂಗ್. In front of everyone, he insulted Krishna, same Krishna to whom he had prayed, but he could not recognize because he had not cried for Krishna. And because of bad association, that is the second reason why Kamsa's washerman could not recognize Krishna and Balram and their friends, because of bad association. He had associated with the wicked Kamsa and Kamsa's people, and his intelligence was polluted. He had become arrogant. He had become puffed up. He thought, I am the king's washerman. I am the best among the washermen because I washed Kamsa Maharaj's clothes, the king of Mathura. Such ego, such pride, such arrogance. He was infected because of bad association. We were talking about the two things, Krishna Daya and Sadhu Sangha. Without Sadhu Sangha, you cannot get Krishna Daya. You need Sadhu Sangha and you need Sadhana, Bhajan, Seva, Sadhu Seva. Not Sadhu Ninda, not Guru Ninda. So he was yelling at Krishna, chastising Krishna, insulting Krishna. And then Krishna simply touched with the tip of his finger, that same tip of his finger which had held up Giriraj. That same tip of Krishna's finger he touched to the throat of this washerman. That throat, that kantha, from where all this kutavani, all these bad words were coming, all these insults were emanating from his kantha. So Krishna simply touched
that throat, that neck of this washerman. And immediately his neck got chopped off and he got beheaded and his head fell down and he dropped dead. Once Radhanath Maharaj was asked, Srila Radhanath Maharaj was asked, why did Krishna behead that washerman? Simply because he rejected Krishna's request for clothes? Simply because he refused to give Krishna the clothes? What was the problem? Because anyway, they were Kamsa's clothes. It's not like he had taken those clothes from Yashoda Mai. They were Krishna's clothes and he took them to wash and now he was not returning. No, they were Kamsa's clothes. Why should he give them to Krishna? Why did Krishna punish him so bad? Why did Krishna behead the poor washerman of Kamsa? So Radhanath Maharaj said that Krishna cut off his head because he was talking as if he had lost his head. He was talking as if he had lost his head. So Krishna thought, might as well cut off his head. No, in this verse that we read today is the answer. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate. Everything belongs to Krishna, everything emanates from Krishna. The clothes were not Kamsa's. That was an illusion. Everything belongs to Krishna. The clothes were Krishna's clothes. Just like the butter is Krishna's butter. But still Krishna is called Makhanchor. The clothes that the gopis were wearing, who were performing Katyayani Vrat, those clothes also belong to Krishna. So what is the problem if Krishna takes those clothes? Everything belongs to Krishna. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhu reva cha na tu mam abhijananti tatve natas chavantite. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam nyatma mam shantim rachati. Krishna is the owner of everything. Mataha parataram nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvamitam protam sutre mani gana eva. There is no truth superior to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. So Krishna was asking for clothes. This washerman, out of arrogance, pride and illusion, just madness, he insulted and criticized Krishna and Krishna's friends, calling them poor, uncivilized, uneducated, useless bums from the village. And Krishna beheaded him. And the sweetest part is, after killing that washerman, Krishna took the clothes. Krishna took the clothes anyway. He took the clothes, he gave clothes to Balram, he gave clothes to his friends to teach us that Bruktyu Sarvaharaschaham. Ultimately, Krishna will take away everything in the form of death. Krishna is death. Krishna is time, kalosmi. I am time, time I am. In the form of time, in the form of death, eventually Krishna will take away everything. Our wealth, our clothes, our property, everything. Everything will be gone. So Krishna is going to take anyway in the form of death. Might as well give it to Krishna with a smile on the face and with a grateful heart filled with love. Krishna take. Manasa deha geha jo ki chumo arpi lutuva pade nanda kisho. Take it, Krishna. My mind, my body, my house, jo ki chumo, whatever is considered to be mine, whatever this world may think belongs to me. Jo kichu mor, arap pilu tuva pade nanda kishor. I am yours, Krishna. I am yours. Everything is yours. Take it. Everything is meant for your service. That is the right attitude. So these are the examples of worshipping with intelligence, but not with bhav, not with emotion. Yes, 7 minutes. And then there are examples of worshipping with emotion, but without the proper intelligence. And that is Bharat Maharaj. Oh, Bharat Maharaj. What an example, my dear friends. Please listen carefully for the next 5 minutes. Bharat Maharaj was the son of the personality of Godhead, Rishabh Dev. Rishabh Dev is incarnation of Krishna. He had 100 sons. But of all the 100 sons, his favorite was Bharat Maharaj. He was the eldest, most qualified, most obedient, most advanced in spiritual understanding. So Rishabh Dev invested all his mercy in Bharat Maharaj. He personally taught Bharat Maharaj. He personally trained Bharat Maharaj. Can you imagine, my dear friends? Rishabh Dev is personality of Godhead, and he is personally teaching Bharat Maharaj everything. Everything about spiritual life was taught to Bharat Maharaj. And then Rishabh Dev, he renounced everything and went to the forest. And Bharat Maharaj became such a great king that Bharat Varsha was named after him. It became Bharat Varsha. Such a great king. And he ruled wonderfully. And then, when the time was right, when he was not very old, he was still young. But when his children had grown and he had found proper succession, without any attachment, he handed over his kingdom to his 5 sons and he retired to the forest. And he went to the very holy place. He went in the Himalayan mountains to Gandaki River, where Shaligram Shilas are found. Shripad Ayendra Prabhu would tell that there is Vrindavan, the abode of Radha and Krishna. And there is Gupta Vrindavan, secret Vrindavan which nobody knows. And he said that is the Gandaki River, the place where Shaligram Shilas are found. Because Krishna is Shaligram Shila and Srimati Radharani is Gandaki River. So that is Gupta Vrindavan. Krishna is in Parakya Bhav as Shaligram Shila. He is in Parakya Bhav. He is in Parakya Bhav. Because he met Vrinda Devi pretending to be her husband. So it was not Swakya, it was Parakya. And then the pastime took place and Vrinda Devi said that you become Shaligram Shila. And Vrinda Devi became Gandaki River. She is an expansion of Radharani. And Sudama is an expansion of Krishna. He is a Priyanarma Sakha. So that beautiful Leela took place and Krishna, who was pretending to be Sudama, Shankachur, he became Shaligram. So that is Krishna in a Parakya Bhav who came to meet Vrinda Devi. So Parakya Bhav is only in Vrindavan. Only in Vrindavan. So Gandaki River where Shaligram Shilas are found is Gupta Vrindavan. Bharat Maharaj had the intelligence to go there. And there he was worshipping Krishna in the form of Shaligram Shila. He was bathing Krishna with Gandaki River every day, offering tulsi leaves, offering fruits, offering roots. First class worship. He was chanting the Gayatri Mantra. He was meditating on Krishna Naam, on Krishna's form. He was living in a holy place. He had knowledge of all the scriptures. He was engaging in Archa Vigraha Seva. Bharat Maharaj had everything perfect, my dear friends. And to top it all, his guru was the personality of Godhead Rishabh Dev. And all his life, he had prepared for this sannyas life. That I will retire to the forest and engage myself 100% in spiritual pursuits. So Bharat Maharaj's entire life from his childhood to the time when he gave up, renounced his kingdom and came to Gandaki River in Nepal, his entire life was to prepare for this retired life when he was going to live like a sadhu. And he was actually doing it now. Everything was perfect. He had prepared for this. And just see, my dear friends, what happened. He was so elevated
that he performed all his pujas, everything, with great emotion. He would cry, the Bhagavatam describes, he would cry while doing his puja, while doing his mantra meditation, his japa. His hair would stand on end, tears would stream down his eyes. He was filled with emotion for Krishna. Bhav. He was on the platform of bhav, just one platform below prema bhakti. He was about to attain prema bhakti, the ninth and the most perfect stage of devotion. But he was trapped, even though he was the platform of bhava bhakti. He was trapped by the deer. And he fell down. He fell down so bad, my dear friends, so bad, that he did not even get a human birth. Can you imagine? We say, oh, if you eat Krishna Prasad, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you are guaranteed a human birth in your next life. Well, look at Bharat Maharaj. He is a son of personality of Godhead. He is duly initiated. He never performed any sinful activity. He had never eaten meat. He had never eaten non-prasad. He was chanting. He was living in a holy place. He was worshipping. He had knowledge. He had everything. Yet he fell down. Because he did not have sadhu sangha. He did not have devotee association. Such is the risk, my dear friends. Even from the platform of bhav, he fell down. Because he did not have sadhu sangha, his intelligence was stolen away by a very good friend in the form of compassion. Compassion is our friend. Without compassion, we cannot serve devotees. Without compassion, we cannot preach. Compassion is our friend. But without proper guidance, if we don't know how to channelize our compassion, compassion can become our enemy. Compassion became the nemesis. Compassion became the enemy of Bharat Maharaj. It was out of pure compassion that he gave shelter to the newborn infant deer. It was out of compassion that he saved the deer. But because of lack of association and because of the power of Maya, Bharat Maharaj lost his intelligence. So even though he was worshipping with bhav, he was on the platform of bhav, because he lost his spiritual intelligence, he fell down. He fell down so bad, my dear friends, that he did not even get a human birth. What if you were told that in your next life, you will not, forget going back home, back to Godhead. You will not even get a human birth. You will get an animal birth. Wouldn't that be painful? After so much, and we have not even done any sadhana. After doing so much sadhana, after giving up all the riches and comforts of the kingdom, Bharat Maharaj renounced. What have we renounced? We cannot even renounce our green card. We cannot even renounce our house. What have we renounced? Nothing. Prabhupada disciples renounced their families, their education, their jobs. In the peak of their youth, they left their families, jobs, education, money, everything, sense gratification, everything. And they lived a life of celibacy, lived a life of poverty to please Prabhupada. What have we renounced? Nothing. We have renounced nothing. Nothing compared to Prabhupada disciples, nothing compared to Bharat Maharaj. And still, my dear friends, Bharat Maharaj became a deer. Did not even get a human birth. So what is our qualification? Think about that. As second generation devotees in ISKCON, who have got Chaitanya Charitamrita, who have got Bhagavatam, here is Srimad Bhagavatam. We have got everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was searching for 9 years to get a copy of Bengali Chaitanya Charitamrita. Second generation ISKCON devotees, we have it easy. We are the sons of billionaires, I'm telling you. We have it very easy. Very easy. We've got all the books, we've got all the temples ready-made.
Prabhupada's disciples struggled so hard to bring deities from India, to bring one Mridanga from India, to bring some saris, some kartals from India. There was nothing in the US that time. To build temples. They bought churches. They could not afford any landscaper or any architect. They did everything themselves. They sacrificed so much. We have it very easy. Ready-made Sunday feast. Ready-made temples. Ready-made deities. Ready-made books. Ready-made yatras. Ready-made spiritual master who comes to town. We don't have to give up anything. What is our hope, my dear friends? What is our hope? Without crying for Krishna, without intensifying our bhajan, without serving devotees, pleasing devotees, sadhu sangha, we cannot get Krishna kripa. Not possible. The bar is high for us. We have to understand this, my dear friends. The bar is high for us because we got it easy. We have to intensify. We have to intensify. There is no way around hard work. Because hard work in Krishna consciousness purifies us. And there is no way around purification. I will say it three times. There is no way around purification. There is no way around purification. We cannot attain Krishna unless we are pure devotees, unless we are purified. When are we going to do this, my dear friends? When? What is stopping us from going the extra mile? These are the questions we have to ask ourselves. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying here. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. We have to become mad for Krishna. We have to become mad for Krishna. That is the message of Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are some of the thoughts I wanted to share. It is 12 o'clock. We will stop here. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. His divine grace. Srila Yasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Iskon Guru Varga ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Are there any comments or corrections or questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. That was a very beautiful explanation of Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Very, very nice about Buddhi and Bhava and the very relevant examples that you gave. That was excellent, Prabhu. Very, very nice. In fact, I was wondering whom you're going to say for without intelligence and just Bhava, and it was very nice how nicely you spoke about Bharat Maharaj. Very nice, Prabhu. And thank you for also mentioning about the great fortune that we have as second generation devotees. Definitely what our previous generation devotees have done is so commendable, and everything is ready made. We are given everything in a silver spoon. There is no issues at all for us. So it's so easy for us to take up Krishna consciousness as compared to them. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such an inspiring class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for this opportunity and for your kind words. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dana Pranam and glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. It's like for me, eye opener, Prabhu. You always emphasize so much for this opportunity. Thank you so much for your assistance in the call, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Anjana Gopika Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Adhikata Tadas, Prabhu, Kuti Kuti Nangat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Kishan. How nicely you explained that. All time, Sravanam and Kirtanam, Sravanam and Kirtanam, we have to chant our round attentively. Always you are explaining all class, and yes, we have to cry like Bhakti Deep Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Gopakrishna Maharaj, Nirinjan Maharaj, and yes, you explain about one thing. You seeing Bharat Maharaj example. Yes, Prabhuji, if we fall down in a bhakti, we don't get the next birth, Prabhuji, where we fall down. So staying with the association. Association of Vaishnava is very important. If we are one day I miss Srila Prabhupada Amruta, Prabhuji, that the next day chanting, I know what is the quality of my chanting. So that in this Kali Yuga, association of Vaishnava is very important. And you sing very nicely, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo. Before that you chant Srimati Radharani's, and you are explaining about Gandaki is Srimati Radharani and Lord Saligram is Lord Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Thank you very much for the kind words. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for wonderful class. I have a doubt. Actually, I'm trying to correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to understand the intelligence which you were discussing in the class. Without intelligence and just following the Krishna conscious path without intelligence, just with emotions doesn't work. So can you just elaborate, like, intelligence means getting very well versed with the scriptures, having like can you please explain it in a little bit, little bit, Prabhuji, about the intelligence.
Hare Krishna. So Mataji, intelligence can be seen as the power to differentiate what is anukul and what is pratikul, what is favorable for devotional service and what is unfavorable for devotional service. To have that discrimination ability, to have that discerning power, what is right, what is wrong, what is favorable for bhakti, what is unfavorable for bhakti, what is beneficial, what is harmful for our Krishna consciousness. That is intelligence. Intelligence also means knowledge of scriptures. Yes, as we say that there is Kanishtha Adhikari, there is Madhyam Adhikari, and there is Uttam Adhikari. So there are two factors which differentiate the different grades of devotees as we make advancement. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains it. And those two factors are Shraddha and Gyan. Knowledge of Krishna, knowledge of scriptures, how well versed we are in scriptures, and also the faith, strong faith in Krishna and in Krishna's words. Both are important. So that is also, so intelligence has many facets, Mataji. One is knowledge of scriptures. So basic philosophy, the tattva of the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that we must know. And we must be able to apply the knowledge from Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita, from Chaitanya Charitamrita in our day-to-day life. For example, if we are in a tempting situation, immediately we should think of Bharat Maharaj. How Bharat Maharaj was attracted. When we are in a tempting situation, immediately we have to think of Ajamil, how he saw the beautiful prostitute and how he fell down. When we are in tempting situation, immediately we must think of Haridas Thakur and the prostitute Lakshahira who came to tempt him. Immediately when we are in a situation where we can do some financial ghotala, some financial, what is the English word for ghotala? Financial irregularity. We can fleece money, we can cheat somebody of money. We are in such a tempting situation that we can just illegally take away some money. We should immediately think of Gopinath Patnaik from Chaitanya Charitamrita Ante Leela. How Gopinath Patnaik was almost thrown on that challa, which was given almost given a capital punishment. So we must think of Gopinath Patnaik immediately when it comes to money. So immediately we should think of Ishan, the servant of Sanatan Goswami, how he secretly kept one gold coin
And because of that one gold coin, that servant, Ishan, the servant of Sanatan Goswami, he lost the association of Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami told him, you keep that coin and go. Go back to the village. Can you imagine? If Ishan was not duplicitous, if he had not secretly kept that gold coin with him, he would have gotten the ability to travel with Sanatan Goswami to the house of Chandrasekhar and have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you imagine? There he would have met Chandrasekhar, there he would have met Tapan Mishra in their association, in the association of Sanatan Goswami. Ah, he would have gone to Vrindavan. What a life Ishan would have had. One gold coin and he was gone. So when we are in such situations, we should think of the scriptures. So yes, knowledge of scriptures, how to apply them in our life, day-to-day situations, we must become expert in that. We must try. Of course, we never call ourselves expert. We must try to become expert in that. How to deal with lust, how to deal with greed, how to deal with Vaishnava Aparad. So a Vaishnava Aparad situation comes. We should think of Durvas Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. So like that, knowledge of scriptures is very important. That is one aspect, one facet of intelligence. But more important is to have the discriminating power, what is right, what is wrong. That is Buddhi Yoga. That is spiritual intelligence. And Mataji, that spiritual intelligence comes from hearing from self-realized souls and reading the revealed scriptures. By reading and hearing, we sharpen our spiritual intelligence. Again and again, repeatedly, we hear the message of Bhagavatam, message of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is non-different from Bhagavatam. Again and again, we hear the message of Bhagavad Gita. Our intelligence automatically becomes sharpened. The more we read, the more we hear, our intelligence develops naturally. If we hear attentively, if we read attentively, that is intelligence, spiritual intelligence. It comes from sadhu and shastra. Is that helpful, Mataji?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Yeah, definitely take all these examples in mind, and I will follow all these instructions and all the examples. Keep it in mind. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you. It was really, really, really happy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. That was awesome. Hare Krishna.
Hi Krishna Prabhuji, there is one question online. This is from Indu Mataji. I do have a question. Both the washerman and the lady who used to apply fragrance for Kamsa associated with the same person. Then how did they both have the knowledge to behave differently with the Lord?
Hare Krishna. What a beautiful question. So Mataji is asking that Kubja was selling the fragrances. Kubja was selling the perfumes, and not selling. She was carrying the perfumes for Kamsa. She was not selling. She was carrying the perfumes for Krishna, for Kamsa. She was also Kamsa's maid servant, and there was this washerman also. He was also working for Kamsa. So how their intelligence was different. So that is where we discussed that the washerman had worshipped ritualistically without putting emotion in that. Whereas Kubja, who was selling the perfumes, she is an incarnation of Bhudevi. Hare Krishna. Kubja is an incarnation of Bhudevi, and all the fragrances, they come from earth. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the fragrance of the earth. All the fragrances come from earth. Kubja was an incarnation of Mother Earth, and therefore she would produce the most exquisite perfumes and deliver them to Kamsa. So Kubja had more spiritual Sukriti. And therefore, she was able to identify Krishna. Even the Sudama garland maker, there are three Sudamas. There is one Sudama Sakha in Vrindavan. There is the Sudama Vipra from Dwarka, the poor Brahman. And then the third Sudama is the Sudama of Mathura. He was a garland maker. This garland maker Sudama, he also recognized Krishna and he gave Krishna the most beautiful garlands, Balram also, and his friends also. And Krishna blessed him so much. He said, you will never have to work again. You will not have to sell any more garlands. I will take care of everything. Yogakshemam vahamyaham. I'll provide everything for you and I'll maintain what you have. You just live happily with me in Mathura, Dham. So how come this garland maker and Kubja have the ability to make the right decisions? So this Mataji is a combination of the accumulated Sukriti as well as free will. It's a combination of both. The free will was there for all three of them. Two of them made the right choice. But the washerman made the wrong choice. Kubja and Sudama, garland maker, made the right choice. But the washerman made the wrong choice. So no matter where we are, we may be residents of the same dham, Mathura dham. We may have the same employer, Kamsa Maharaj. But our consciousness can be different. Our decisions can be different based on our free will. We all have the choice. If the washerman wanted, he could have made the right choice. But he chose not to. That free will is there. And behind the decision-making ability is the Sukriti that we come with. The Sukriti that we carry. That is why Mataji, I think Vinaya Mataji asked this question, that is why Vinaya Mataji, we emphasize so much that we have to accumulate more and more spiritual Sukriti. Why do we say Ekadashi chant more? Why do we say Kartik take some vrat of chanting extra prayers, more Shravan Kirtan, more chanting? Why we go to the holy places for pilgrimage, Vrindavan Yatra and Kartik? To accumulate spiritual Punya. Spiritual Sukriti. E punya kori be jabe radharani sukhi habe dhruva ati boli to matai. This spiritual punya is very important. We must accumulate as much as spiritual punya as possible. That's why serving the devotees, inviting devotees home for prasad, serving them nicely, doing menial service, chanting more rounds, observing Ekadashi, all these things, they multiply our spiritual Sukriti. And when we are rich with spiritual Sukriti, the Sukriti we get from Vaishnava Seva, from Sadhu Seva, from Guru Seva, from Hari Seva, then when we are in the critical moment, we make right choice. Then we make right choice. But if we don't have enough Punya, enough spiritual Punya, not mundane Punya, this spiritual Punya concept is explained in the 80th chapter of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the Sudama Lila is told. Sudama Lila is in two parts, chapter 80th and chapter 81st. In the 80th chapter, Sukhdeva Goswami and our Acharya explain the concept of spiritual Punya. The spiritual Punya has to be accumulated. Then we can make the right choice. When we don't have spiritual Punya, we make wrong choice. So therefore, we must be careful and accumulate. We should be greedy, laulyam, for more service. Greedy to accumulate, laulyam for more japa, more kirtan. When sankirtan is going on, we must, like greedy devotees, we must go and sit or stand or clap and dance. But sankirtan is so powerful. Taramadhyay sarvashreshtha nama sankirtan, nirapradha nama leve pabe premadhan. Nam Sankirtan is the most powerful of the nine processes of bhakti. So we should be greedy for these things so that we accumulate a strong spiritual bank balance, spiritual credits, spiritual punya, spiritual Sukriti. Then when we are in the critical decision-making phase, decision-making situation, we are more likely to make the right choice. Still there will be free will. So that is the thing, Mataji. The spiritual punya and free will combination. We will always have free will. So we have to be careful. We have to make the right choice. And the power to make the right choice comes with Punya. Bilomangal Thakur. Bilomangal Thakur had so many fall downs with Chintamani prostitute. So many nights he spent with her. Nothing happened. He never felt guilty. But that few moments, opportunity that he had to enjoy with the wife of that Brahman, that made him so guilty that he gouged out. He pierced his eyes with the hairpin. And he voluntarily became blind. Why such guilt? Why he got the strength to say no to that temptation? That woman had agreed to satisfy his demands. Her husband told her, he closed the door, he waited outside. Bilomangal Thakur could have enjoyed with that woman. But for the 30 seconds of enjoyment, he would have lost all his spiritual sukrati. So he said no. He addressed her as mother, offered obeisances, pierced his eyes, became blind and left that place. How did Bilomangal Thakur get the intelligence and the ability to make the right choice? When so many times in similar situation, he was alone with Chintamani in a room and he never made this right choice. He enjoyed, he fell down. Why? Because now Bilomangal Thakur had enough spiritual punya. Because what happened? After Chintamani chastised him, he left and he met Somagiri. He lived in the ashram of Somagiri. He studied Srimad Bhagavatam. He wrote commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He did so much bhajan kriya, so much sadhana. He got initiated. And he started praying to Krishna. He developed bhav for Krishna. And then to understand Krishna more, to serve Krishna more, he was on his way to Vrindavan. And Krishna sent this beautiful wife of the Brahman to test him. Final test. Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha be mana kabe hamaheri bo Shri Vrindavan. It's not easy to go to Vrindavan. So before Bilomangal Thakur went to Vrindavan, that final test was given. Before Krishna came to him as Bihari Lal to hold his hand and take him into Vrindavan Dham, Krishna put that final test. Exquisitely beautiful lady. You are alone with her in the house. The husband has allowed. Enjoy. You can enjoy. But then you will not see Krishna. Hare Krishna. Bilomangal Thakur said, I will not see this lady. I will not see any lady. I will not see any beauty of this world. I will give up my eyes. But I want Krishna. He made that choice. But how did he get the intelligence? How did he get the determination to make the right choice? Because in between he had done so much bhajan kriya. So much sadhana. Years and years of sadhana. That spiritual punya, that spiritual sukriti came to his aid. And that was not available when he was meeting Chintamani every night. I hope this helps, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you, she says. Thank you, Prabhuji. Wonderful answer. We should strive to build spiritual sukriti. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji, for a wonderful question. It made me think of Bilomangal Thakur. So very happy. Hare Krishna.
Yes, that was Indu Mataji, Prabhu.
So, oh, Indu Mataji. My humble obeisances to you, Indu Mataji. Jai Ho.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Very beautiful answer.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You have explained about the intelligence and studying the scripture and like that. But we have the example of that Brahman in the south, in the Rangakshetra. That Lord, he was reading Bhagavad Gita by the order of his spiritual master, and he was completely illiterate. And when he was reading, then tears were coming out from his eyes, and Lord Chaitanya, when he saw him, so he asked, "And why are you? You know, if you don't understand, why are you crying?" So, and then he said that when he sees that how my Lord is a dying chariot of his devotee, and I'm working for my devotee, doing menial service to his devotee. So that makes me, the tears just comes out in my eyes. So Lord Chaitanya embraced him and then say, hey, you are the proper receiver of Bhagavad Gita knowledge. So could you explain more about it? Please explain. Prabhuji, this is Kaumudi Kedasi.
Hare Krishna, Kaumudi Ke Mataji. Thank you so much for bringing up this beautiful pastime. I think it happened in Srirangam, somewhere in South India. Very beautiful. So yes, it is very consistent with what we discussed. We discussed that spiritual intelligence comes from hearing from our Guru and Sadhu. Guru Sadhu Shastra. So this Brahman, who apparently could not read Sanskrit, he received instruction from his Guru Maharaj that you just read Bhagavad Gita. Just sit and read Bhagavad Gita. And because he received that spiritual instruction and followed it, that is spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence comes from hearing from our Guru Gan. So he got that, he heard that instruction from his Guru Maharaj that read Bhagavad Gita, and he was obeying that instruction. Even though he was not good at it, even though he did not even know Sanskrit. He probably knew Tamil, but he did not know Sanskrit. So he could not read Bhagavad Gita. And he was just sitting and reading, whatever, all aksharas were all wrong, everything, he was holding it upside down. But still, because he was following the orders of spiritual master, he got the full flow of mercy, the descending process. Krishna Kripa. We discussed two things today, Krishna Kripa, Sadhu Sangha. And Sadhu Sangha means to obey the orders of the Sadhu Gan and serve them nicely, please them. And this Brahman was doing that. He was pleasing his Guru, he was following the instructions of his Guru. And therefore, Krishna Kripa came. Not just Krishna Kripa, but Krishna Chaitanya Kripa came. Krishna came as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and embraced him. Alingan, supreme perfection. That same Alingan which was given to Hanumanji. That same Alingan which will be in the future given to Maharaj Pratap Rudra during Rathayatra. That same Alingan was given to the illiterate Brahman who could not read Bhagavad Gita. All because of following instruction of Guru Maharaj. What qualification did Yamuna Mataji, Shamsundar Prabhu have? Malti Mataji? They did not have an MBA. What qualification they had to go and start a temple in London? They were not MBA. They didn't have any job experience. They were all college. They had left college and joined Prabhupada. They were not sannyasis. Previously, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had sent sannyasis to Germany and London. And there were no results. What was the qualification? Nothing. Their only qualification was Guru Agya. Guru Agya. Prabhupada has said, do it. We will live in cardboard boxes in the basement, unheated cold basement, no money, nothing, little small baby Saraswati also with them. But within few months they were dancing and cutting a record with the Beatles, George Harrison, and the rest is history. Then Radha Landanishwar came, Bhakti on the manor happened, rest is history. Now it is one of the most vibrant congregations. So Guru Agya. That is the power of Guru Agya. Let there be a temple. Let there be a temple. The power of the desire of a pure devotee. So the pure devotee guru of this South Indian Brahman said, you just read Bhagavad Gita and the ecstasy will come. And he just continued and everything happened. Therefore, it is an offense against the holy name to disobey the orders of spiritual masters. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikaya Chakshudana Dilo Jai Janme Janme Prabhu Sei. The words of the spiritual master are our life and soul. We just follow it. everything else will happen. Just we have to repeat the message. Is that okay, Mataji? Hare Krishna.
Yes. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Kitete Kari Aiki. Anna Kari Omane Asha. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice.
Thank you, Kaumadaki Mataji. Dhanavad Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam. This is Vinaya. Prabhuji, I have a question. Can I ask you?
Hare Krishna. I can try, Mataji. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you are talking about intelligence, right? And also the ritual things. We are just wanted to follow the rituals, not the proper bhava. So when we are doing Kartika Vrata, we are having some fasting. So still devotees give in the temple for us prasadam. When Krishna prasadam is coming, because of our Vrata, we tend to say, no, I cannot take it. So is that like we are trying to follow just ritually that Vrata means rejecting Krishna Prema in the form of prasadam? Or how do we understand this? Can you explain me, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna, Vinaya Mataji. So whenever we take up any Vrata, then we should have a prayer behind it. That Krishna, in this month of Kartik, instead of 3 meals, I will have only 2 meals. Or I will have only 1 meal in a day. And by doing this austerity, I sincerely pray to you, my dear Guru and Gauranga, to please purify my existence. To please purify me. Please give me Krishna Prem. Or we can have some other prayer, like please help my husband or help my children or my friend or this congregation or this world. We can have a prayer. We do a sankalpa that I want to do this austerity, because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that yajna, tapa and dan, these three things we should never give up. They purify even great souls. So we should never give up these three things. Yajna, tapa, dan. Sacrifice, austerities and charity. You must never give up. So when you do any of these, you do any tapasharya, you make a sankalp that I am doing this so that I become purified, so that I become your puppet, Krishna, so that I always do what is pleasing to you. Make me your puppet. Make me do what is pleasing to you. I always want to be a source of pleasure to you. So we should have a spiritual sankalpa behind it. Selfless sankalpa. Something that will be pleasing to Krishna. And then we can follow these austerities. So suppose you are saying that I will not have dinner during the month of Kartik. I will only have breakfast and lunch. Or whatever. And you are in the temple for Sunday feast and 6:30, 7 o'clock the dinner plate comes. Prasadam comes. So what do you do? So it is not an offense to not eat it. What you can do is you can just fold your hands and offer your obeisances to prasad, because prasad is Krishna prasad. It is Krishna. It's a form of Krishna. So you offer your obeisances to the prasad. You don't have to eat it. It's not an offense. You can follow. But just make sure that whatever tapa you are doing, it has got a spiritual sankalpa. You have got a spiritual prayer behind it. We are not doing austerities to become hard-hearted. We are not doing austerities for karmakanda. That should be clear. We are doing austerities to become soft-hearted devotees. Soft-hearted. And to become purified. Is that okay, Vinaya Mataji?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. It's clearly understood, Prabhu. So we are offering our respectful obeisances to the prasadam. We are not neglecting it, or we are not disrespecting it. We are offering, but we could not take it, because that is also our spiritual thing that we are doing is austerity. For Krishna we are doing. So we cannot break even our tapa. Austerity. So then we are not even like, if I break that tapa, then again I'm disrespecting in another way to Krishna, right? So I'm balancing there when I offer my obeisances to Prasada. That is really very clear, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And one more question, Prabhuji. Here, this question was asked to me from another devotee. So I wanted you to answer, so it will be very clear. And Mataji is also on the call. So I wanted you to answer, Prabhu, why Prabhupada has instructed us to chant only 16 rounds? Means why 16? Why not 8? Why not 10? Why is that, Prabhu? Can you please guide us?
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada never instructed us to chant only 16 rounds. Srila Prabhupada instructed us to chant 64 rounds every day, minimum. And then at that time, the devotees were very busy. They were distributing Back to Godhead magazines. They were doing deity worship. They were establishing temples. They were very busy. Also, they were not used to mantra meditation. It was something very new for them. They were new devotees. They had not developed the taste. So Prabhupada said, all right, do 32 rounds. But they said, that is also too much. So then it is there in Leelamrit. Satsurup Maharaj's Leelamrit, it's all there. So they said, no, 32 is also too much. And Prabhupada said, okay, 16, but that is minimum. No less. You must chant minimum 16 rounds. And Srila Prabhupada is a perfect acharya. There is Shastric reference for everything. So in the Kali Santarna Upanishad, it is mentioned that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is mentioned. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmashanashanam Natah Parataropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. In all the Vedas, you will not find a better method of counteracting the ill effects of Kali Yuga than the 16 names of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And it is mentioned that you should chant a certain number of names, or a certain number of times, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra in your lifetime to attain Krishna. Okay? And that translates to 55 years of 16 rounds. If you chant 16 rounds every day, it will take you 55 years to complete that sankhya that is mentioned in Kali Santarna Upanishad, that a human being is required to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra for. It will take 55 years. Whereas if you chant 64 rounds, you can do it in less than 16 years. Such a choice is yours. If you chant 64 rounds every day, you can finish it in less than 16 years, that sankhya. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was so particular. He said, before I start preaching, I want to complete that sankhya. So he did 192 rounds for 9 years. He did more than that sankhya, but he did 192 rounds for 9 years every day. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada chanted 64 rounds. Tamal Krishna Maharaj writes in his diary, Prabhupada chanted 64 rounds every day of his life since he was initiated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1933. Only towards the end, when his health was not good, slowly, slowly Prabhupada's sankhya reduced. But he never chanted less than 16 rounds. Tamal Krishna Maharaj writes it. As far as the number 16 is concerned, it is mentioned. So if you see the literature, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Bhagavat clearly says that devotees should chant 64 rounds every day. 1 lakh names every day. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra has got 16 names of Krishna. Hare is also name of Radharani. Radharani is non-different from Krishna. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Dehadhari. So there are 16 names of God in this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. if you chant 58 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is 1 lakh. But we do 64, we do 6 rounds extra, so that if there is some mispronunciation or we are some inattentive, then it compensates. But actually 58 rounds is 1 lakh. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Bhagavat, if you want, I can share the verses with all of you. It is there clearly in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, our most merciful Namo Mahavadanyaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs in Chaitanya Bhagavat, devotees should chant 1 lakh names every day. And then I call them Lakshyeshwar. And I only accept prasad. I only accept bhoga from the hands of Lakshyeshwars. Those who chant 1 lakh names, which is 58 rounds. But we add 6 extra rounds and make it 64. So only one who is chanting 1 lakh names with 64 rounds, Mahaprabhu accepts bhoga only from them. Therefore, in the purport the 5th verse of Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrit, Srila Prabhupada writes, and actually we are supposed to chant 64 rounds. My spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Paramhams Parivrajakacharya Ashtottar Hridayeshi Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada instructed everyone to chant 64 rounds. And he said, anyone who doesn't chant 64 rounds is fallen. By his calculation, we are all fallen. But because we are trying to endeavor sincerely, remaining time we are doing book distribution, we are building temples, we are preaching, we are doing, going on Harinam Sankirtan. Because we are doing all these activities, because we are doing it in all seriousness, we are not wasting time. Therefore, we can expect the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. So the instruction is to chant maximum. And it is not difficult to increase our rounds. It's all a mental block. It's all a mental block. If we pray to Hari Guru Vaishnavas sincerely, if we pray to Haridas Thakur, it is guaranteed that you can increase your Sankhya like you can never imagine. And with that, you will experience immense purification, immense satisfaction. Harinam, Harinam Ashraya, taking shelter of the holy name. That is the verdict of all the Acharyas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs 64 rounds. All the Goswamis chanted more than 64 rounds. Narottam Das Thakur specifically writes in his literature, I can share all that with all of you, 64 rounds. Even Acharyas like Loknath Goswami have written, you should chant 64 rounds. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written, again I can share all the references, I have them, 64 rounds. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, 64 rounds. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj has said, chant 64 rounds. Our most beloved Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says 64 rounds. And he said, anyone who lives in the mutt must chant 64 rounds. And our most beloved, most merciful, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of our ISKCON family, he also said 64 rounds. But because it was difficult at that time, place and circumstance, where devotees were living very austere life, they were building temples, they were doing deity worship, they were living in the temple, they were going on Harinam for six hours every day, they were going for many hours on book distribution, they were making life members, they were preaching, they were holding programs. It was difficult for them to chant 64 rounds. So Prabhupada reduced it to 16. But Prabhupada always wanted us to chant more and more and more. Prabhupada will be happy if we increase our rounds. We have to balance it. It's not that we just chant and we don't do other services. We don't go to office. We don't cook. We don't take care of our children. Not like that. We have to balance. We have to balance. And so 16, as far as 16 is concerned, it is mentioned in our, I think it was mentioned by Narahari Chakravarti, who is one of our acharyas, that the minimum qualification for a serious sadhaka is 16 rounds. The minimum qualification is 16 rounds. I have that verse also with me. So if anybody wants, I can share it. So that is where Prabhupada's 16 rounds come from. Everything Prabhupada said is based on Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. But Prabhupada is so powerful that even if Prabhupada says something which is not to be found in the scriptures, still it is bona fide because Prabhupada is a perfect Acharya. Prabhupada is a perfect Acharya. And Prabhupada is so powerful that when Prabhupada brought the standard down to 16 rounds, many of his godbrothers also, out of respect for Prabhupada, they said that yes, the minimum standard is not 64, minimum standard is 16 rounds. Because our Bhaktivedanta Swami has said that. We used to call him Swami Maharaj. He has proclaimed, he is a pure devotee. He is Mahaprabhu's Senapati. But we should not become lazy and think that I will just chant 16 rounds. That is not good. That is not good. We should chant more. Prabhupada will be happy. There is a quote by Prabhupada where Prabhupada says that, oh, I have to start this life membership program. I have to start all these different programs, food distribution, this and that, simply because you young boys and girls don't have enough taste for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Otherwise, none of these things are required. All you have to do is just sit and chant Hare Krishna. So 16 is the very bare minimum to qualify as a serious sadhaka, so that we qualify for initiation. But 16 rounds is minimum. We must chant, we must try to chant more than that. That will please. Nayendra Prabhu used to chant 116 rounds, because 58 is 1 lakh, and 2 times 58 is 116. So he used to chant 116 rounds, 2 lakh. So there are so many. And I, in Vrindavan, this time when I went for Yatra, I met so many devotees who are chanting 64 rounds. So many devotees. Even more than 64 rounds. It was so wonderful to hear from them. There is one devotee from Florida he got initiated last Kartik. He is a disciple of Radha Govind Maharaj. He is from some European country, Western body. He lives in America. He is married. You know what his vrat was in Kartik? He went to Vrindavan, he sat on the banks of Radha Kund, and he chanted. First, so he was already chanting 64 rounds. He went to 128 rounds. So 2 lakhs. And then towards the end of Kartik, he reached 192 rounds. He was chanting 3 lakh names every day on the banks of Radha Kund. An evening, he would come to the ISKCON ashram there, Bhaktivedanta ashram. He would take some prasad once a day. He did that for the whole month, 2 lakh to 3 lakh every day, sitting on the banks of Radha Kund, associating with devotees. And evening, he used to come to the ashram, ISKCON ashram, to take prasad and associate with devotees. So there are devotees like this, so inspiring. We have to increase our Naam Bhajan. All spiritual realization, all spiritual purity, sadachar, everything comes with Naam Bhajan. But we should try to keep it a little private. We should not brag about it. We should not brag about it. Only very selected, maybe one or two devotees who are very, very close to our heart, to whom we reveal everything, confidentially we can reveal. Like Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, all his life he chanted a minimum 40 rounds. And it's not that after 40 rounds, Bhakti Tirth Maharaj would sit down. He would do Sankirtan. He was famous for his Sankirtans. He would do Sankirtan. He would do book distribution. He would cultivate devotees. He would preach. He would speak Harikatha. Completely absorbed, but never chanted less than 40 rounds. But this, nobody knew until his passing away. After he left this world, then Radhanath Maharaj revealed it. So Naam Bhajan has to be kept confidential. I will tell personally, you are all my very dear friends. Last year, you know, one of the lectures, I, like a fool, you know, I spoke. And after that, I suffered so much in my personal Naam Bhajan. So Naam Bhajan should be kept private, but we should increase our Naam Bhajan. Increase our Naam Bhajan. Pray to Haridas Thakur. And there are devotees in ISKCON who are doing it. Madhav Prabhu, the famous Kirtan singer. Madhav Prabhu, he has a deity of Haridas Thakur. He travels with the deity of Haridas Thakur everywhere he goes. And devotees were telling me, he was leading Kirtan till literally midnight. Then devotees were taking instructions from him, how to do Kirtan, young boys and girls, Kirtaniers, Kirtan cars. They were meeting Madhav Prabhu. He was giving them time. By the time he came to his room and slept, this is in the Poland festival. Indradumna Maharaj conducts the Poland festival every year. This is in the Polish festival. So he, by the time he came to his room, it was 1 o'clock. But he sets his alarm for 3 a.m. At 3 a.m., his alarm rang. He woke up. This is a devotee who was sleeping in the room next to him told me yesterday. They had come to our house for lunch, prasad, and they were telling. Madhav Prabhu woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and he did his Mangal Aarti for his Guru Maharaj. He prayed to Prabhupada, prayed to Haridas Thakur and started chanting softly japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he was chanting till 6:30. 6 or 6:30, Indradumna Maharaj starts the Mangal Aarti at the big pandal in the Polish festival. They started little late because, you know, devotees have to, all the people have to come. You know, it's mainly for Westerners. So, local people. So, they all come. So, 6:30 they do Mangal Aarti and Madhav Prabhu was there in Mangal Aarti also. And then all day Kirtans. He's leading Sankirtans. Just now we were in Vrindavan for Kartik Yatra. Madhav Prabhu morning, he used to do hours and hours of Sankirtan Indradumna Maharaj's Yatra. Then he would go to Prabhupada house, 2-3 hours of Kirtan there. Then there were 2-3 other places where he would go and do Kirtan. And at night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m, Krishna Balaram Mandir, in the 24-hour Kirtan, he would sit and lead 2-3 hours of beautiful Kirtan. This is Madhav Prabhu. He is our age. He is same generation as us. Why not? And Amarendra Prabhu was telling me that he went to Madhav Prabhu and thanked him. Madhav Prabhu, thank you for years and years of your service. What nice Sankirtan you are doing, inspiring so many people, so many devotees. And Madhav Prabhu folded his hands and said, all glories to Ayandar Prabhu. All glories to Ayandar Prabhu. Because he served under Ayandar Prabhu. Ayandar Prabhu trained him. Ayandar Prabhu told him to travel and do Sankirtan. So like that, we have to have such devotees as our ideals. Devotees like Ayandar Prabhu, Gaur Govind Maharaj, Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, Ladini Mataji, Prabhupada, and so many. And we must increase our Naam Bhajan. That is the way. If we compare ourselves to devotees who are not very fired up, then we will also remain lukewarm. Hare Krishna. I say this with all respect to all the devotees. All respect to all the devotees. All glories to all the devotees. But if we want to intensify our bhajan, it is a fact that we must associate with fired up devotees. Now if we have to compare ourselves, then we compare ourselves to this devotee from Florida who went to Radhakund and chanted 192 rounds in Kartik this year. Then we feel humbled. Oh. Otherwise, we may be chanting 18 rounds and we compare ourselves to someone who is chanting 16 and we feel proud. 16 rounds, good. Yeah, I am doing 18. I do 2 extra rounds. So we must know what the standard is. In the Prabhupada Lilamrita, the standard is given. Prabhupada said 64 rounds. 16 rounds, he gave a concession. Okay, if you cannot do 64, then 32, not 32, then 16 rounds. Like that. But that 16 also has Shastric reference. It is mentioned by one Gaudiya Vaishnava that 16 rounds every day is like the minimum for a serious sadhaka. Like that. But all our acharyas say 64 rounds every day. Is that okay? Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for answering. Hare Krishna.
Isn't it wonderful how Madhav Prabhu serves a deity of Haridas Thakur every day? Worships a deity of Haridas Thakur? And then he is worshipping the Namacharya and he is giving the Naam to the whole world. And devotees are just mesmerized by his kirtans, his purity. So this side of Madhav Prabhu nobody knows. Yes, we know he sits on the stage and sings for 2-3 hours. But waking up at 3 o'clock, chanting his japa, he doesn't think that, oh, I am doing kirtan for 4-5 hours, so 16 rounds will be covered in that. I don't have to do my japa. No. Waking up at 3 o'clock, slept 2 hours, chanting his japa and he's there for Mangal Arati and then doing kirtan. That is where the purity comes from. And Srila Prabhupada said, purity is the force. Purity is the force. We say, Ayindar Prabhu's kirtans are so good. Ayindar Prabhu started 24-hour kirtan in Krishna Balaram Mandir. But where is he getting the purity from? Where is the force coming from? He's chanting 116 rounds every day. He's worshipping 2000 Shaligram Shilas for 4-4.5 hours every day. That's where the power comes from. But we should never talk about what we are doing too much. Should keep it private. Sadhana should be personal. Should be kept private. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult to continue with sadhana. I have experienced it myself. I hope this is helpful. Sorry for speaking.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavad
Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Thanks, Prabhuji. You are telling sadhana should be kept personal, but sometimes when we share our sadhana, others might get inspired. Like last time you were sharing your sadhana, many people got inspired from that. Like so many people will at least try, right, Prabhuji, when we share our sadhana, what? Yes, of course, we all have a difficulties when we are doing, when we share it. Krishna will test more. So how do we take it that, Prabhu?
So when I had problem, after I spoke like that, I personally went through a crisis for 2 months. Very difficult. I was not able to, I was not able to chant more than 20 rounds. I fell down from my standard. And I was feeling miserable. It went on for 2 months and I was crying. I was so feeling so sad. And one day one very senior devotee called me and he said, Adigadhar Prabhu, I heard you are doing so many, he said a number, you are chanting this number of rounds, oh, I'm so proud of you. And I was literally in tears. I said, Prabhuji, I don't know what happened. I have lost my ability to chant. I'm not able to go beyond 20 rounds. I'm feeling so dejected and everybody thinks I'm chanting a certain number of rounds. I'm so sorry. I feel like I wish I was dead. I really wish I just died instead of, having such a false notion about myself everywhere. And I felt very bad. I told him, Prabhuji, please pray for me. And then when Mukundat Prabhu came here to Atlanta, I asked him. I didn't give him the specific details, but I just asked him that Prabhuji, sometimes to inspire others, we talk about our sadhana. And I even asked that same question to Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj when he came to Atlanta. He's a disciple of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. I asked Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj and Mukundat Prabhu. Mukundat Prabhu is Prabhupada's disciple. I asked both of them. That so first I asked Mukundat Prabhu, Prabhuji, I told about my sadhana and, you know, in a public forum, and after that I just, Krishna is punishing me. He has taken away all my taste and I'm not able to chant. What do I do? Please bless me. And then he just laughed. I said, why does this happen, Prabhu? Why does this happen that we tell something, reveal something to inspire others and we just fall into trouble? So he said, you know, Krishna tests, just be careful. He said, so I said, should I stop telling? He didn't say yes and he didn't say no. But he said, just be careful. And he laughed. And then Bhaktidhir Damodar Maharaj, when I asked him the same question, he said that you should not tell. He said, you should keep it private. He said, you can tell them, you can tell that chant more than 16 rounds. You should chant more than 16 rounds. I try to chant more than 16 rounds. But don't give them the number or don't give specifics. Or he said, you can say that one devotee does like that. How I gave that example of that Florida devotee. I know him very well, but I didn't tell his name. So you can just say, you know, one devotee is doing like that to inspire them. Don't give your example. Give example of another devotee who has similar or better sadhana. Give their examples to inspire. Don't give your example. So these are few of the things that I learned. Is it helpful, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Oh, yes, Prabhuji, definitely. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But we have to be careful.
Mataji, your voice is breaking. Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji, your voice is breaking.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Okay. Now it's okay, Mataji?
No, we still can't hear you clearly.
Okay. Mataji, can you speak now? Yes, Mataji, now we can speak, hear you.
It is okay, Mataji, now?
Now better, Mataji. Now good. Please speak, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji, can you speak?
Can you unmute?
Is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Shadi Gadadhar Prabhu, for such a wonderful class and the question answer also. Very, very inspiring. I don't know, because it's very late for you, Prabhu. Is it okay if I ask now?
Yes, Mataji, I can try. The last question.
Yeah, it's probably simple, I think. Prabhuji, you mentioned about sadhana and seva both should be there. And then in that, you spoke about how devotees ask for prayers and blessings. You mentioned that our service should be such that we don't have to ask, but automatically whom we are serving, their heart automatically gives that, pray for us and bless us. So I have a question about, because I personally feel that I may not be serving in that way, then I feel the need to ask for prayers and blessings of the devotees. So if you can elaborate on this a little bit, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, it is perfectly fine to ask devotees to request them for their prayers and blessings. You can ask. That is perfectly fine. The point I was trying to make, that when we get a chance to serve them, our service mm-hmm. should be so nice, so loving, mm-hmm. that automatically mm-hmm. they bless.
Mm-hmm.
They bless. Yeah, so that is just one aspect of it. But yes, you should mm-hmm. definitely ask mm-hmm. devotees to pray. Mm-hmm. And when you are serving, we should serve with so much love that yes. They automatically bless.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Actually, this class really is very meaningful for me, and especially like about chanting and all that you discussed about, like why 16 rounds, why, like if we chant 16 rounds for 55 years, I don't know in my life, because I started very late in Krishna consciousness, so I really need to increase. Thank you so much, Prabhu. And if you get a chance, please share those verses, Prabhu. Just if other people ask first, then we can give the reference. Thank you.
Sure, Mataji. What is your good name, Mataji?
Kasturi Manjari Devi Dasi, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Kasturi Manjari Mataji. Yes, I will certainly share with you.
Thank you.
Hare
so
Krishna. Hare Krishna Dasosmi. So we can end here. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. It's not different from Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to all of you. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Vancha kalpa kumatiyam pavanityo vaishnavetiyo namunim. Ananta koti vaishnavrandu ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Adigata Dai Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji.
All glories to all of you.
Thank you,
Prabhuji.
Hare
Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.